half an hour. And then if you have any questions, we'll stay and answer them. But we're shooting for half an hour. And since it's you, my lovely Lydia, that we probably will keep to half an hour. But I just want to make sure that we're focused. And I'm not going to mute anybody unless there's something in the background. But I just want us to have a conversation. And what I wanted to start it with is joy, because she has her head on. She's got the right mindset. She's sharing. Or do you think, Joy, it's actually because you have these type of people in your world, like people that are wanting more of this? Because I know some women and leaders in the group might just have friends that are moms that might not aspire to this. Or maybe they're an artist, but they have artistic friends that don't want to go there. So they're finding it a bit more difficult. Could you share with me your process?
Well, you know, that's a really great question, because I have been a part of I've launched other networking groups in the past and other collectives like this. This isn't my first time doing something like this. And so I think my success with the group may seem like, how in the world did she do that? But I'm always cultivating my network, right? So I'm getting a little feedback.
Yeah, I'm going to.
I don't know if you guys are too.
Lydia, I'm going to. Are you done moving, Lydia?
I am.
Okay.
Sorry.
Cultivating.
That's why I wasn't sure if it was me. I'm like, what am I doing? I think that that's such a, like, again, it's such a good question, because if you aren't connecting with, if you aren't currently connecting with people who have the same mindset of wanting to speak and wanting to grow personally and professionally, I think that it can be a challenge for people to even understand the value of what we're doing. And those who are in business, starting a business, who have been in business, just the simple idea that we're going to come together twice a month with other women who are this ambitious and ready to get out there for $47 a month, they don't even, for my network, they don't even need to hear anything more. They're just like, oh my gosh, I want this. So I think it has a lot to do with who we're speaking to, for sure. And then finding what is that. So if we're speaking to people who aren't in that space of building a business, maybe they're more on the creative side and our mom's doing something creative on the side, then it's finding the value in, okay, so how does coming together and sharing our journeys and then learning to be better at speaking about our creativity, about speaking about our side business or our side creativity, how would that benefit the person that I'm speaking with? Because even if it's a room full of moms, if we could be clearer with each other, if we could be braver and tap into that courage, that serves any market. But we have to know that that's what we lead with when we're having those conversations. Instead of trying to say everything that the Courage Collective is, there's a lot to it. There's a, like, to just like spill all of that, I think really loses our market. So knowing who we're talking to and then just honing in for me on the one thing that is so valuable, and seeing if their interest is piqued, and then invite them in to learn more, and just keeping it so simple.
I love that. I love that you touched on that, because there are so many aspects of it, right? And Chantel keeps bringing in more amazingness, but not all of it is going to apply to everyone, right? I mean, Lydia, you came in for one reason. There's something that pulled you into it, right? Could you share what that is?
Just because I love Chantel and everything about her I want to be. So I couldn't afford her as a personal mentor and joining into that. And so I was really excited that she offered this as an ongoing, continuing, always going to be there kind of thing. And I'm like what you're talking about, Joy, where I don't have the audience and the people around me. My network is those, it's like the lobsters in the bucket trying to pull me down instead of trying to climb out with me, you know? And so I'm really having a hard time figuring out how to show them the value of it, because they don't know Chantel, and like my sister doesn't even get it. I've told her as much as I can. And so I'm kind of at a loss there.
So can I respond to that?
Please.
Yeah. So I love what you're saying, and this I can definitely feel it's like you're so passionate about this message that Chantel brings to the world, and you want to share that with everybody. And as running as a leader, this is where there's this fine line of describing what you're doing and what this group is about to your audience, whether, you know, as the moms and the people that you're around on a regular basis, is we tend to want to sell Chantel, but really it's you. You're coming together. It's your desire. Whatever draws you to Chantel is your, it's that something in you that your friends are attracted to. So being able to really express how working with you and coming together with you will be of great value to them. And then Chantel is the brainchild behind all these other resources. That's sort of how I approached it is, you know, these are my friends and my connections and my colleagues and my clients. And so I'm leveraging my relationship first, and then saying, isn't this amazing that we have this superstar Chantel who's here to bring us all these things? And I think that's a big piece of this is as leaders, we get to be courageous first about saying, you know what, I stepped in to lead this and this is what I bring. Does that make sense?
That's fantastic. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put myself on mute and turn off my video. My kids got home.
Okay. Joy, that's a really good point because I joined because I love Chantel, but I joined to help me with my business and moving forward and having the support and the masterminding and access to all of you amazing women with your gifts. But it's also pushing me into that leadership role, which is so courageous, isn't it? And
yeah.
I love how it brings that out because having the women just behind you and cheering you on, you can just accomplish so many things. So it's having me go out, it's having me contact 5 people, it's making those, pushing those little 5 things. And I think everybody should look at the 9 steps to filling your courage circle and also the other things and just picking something that kind of scares you and is a bit of a stretch because it's amazing what will come out of it. And I was listening to someone about the more no's you get, the closer you are to yes, right? And you're going to be able to realize and get better on your message and find out, okay, this person has this. It would benefit them in this way and tailor it to them. So I like that you brought that up too. Yeah. Okay. All right. So I don't know if you guys had a chance to read all of that, but I think it's because some people haven't got anybody in their circle. So they're really struggling with the rest of the Courage Collective because they haven't gotten into that space, that energy of the building up and interacting and seeing how magical and transformational it can be with the circles. So it's like they're at the starting line waiting to go, but yet they can't go. And, you know, other people are talking about it and they love the energy and they want to be a part of that, but they're going, how do I get started? So Joy, you're just saying to just have those conversations, pick up that phone or whatever, or talk to someone, maybe, I don't know, just start feeding it out to people in ways that they might understand or benefit. I know I was talking to Sarah Walton up north in the UK. Cute. And she was saying, she talks about it, people still don't get it, you know? And she's like, I thought I was being clear. So how would you address that, Joy? What do you think? Oh, you're frozen. Okay. All right, well, it's me. Oh, okay, so I was looking at Chantel's things and I did have some comments, like the 9 steps to filling your courage circle. And I've been doing the Facebook event, writing it out. I've been doing Eventbrite. I haven't done Meetup because I realized that there is a charge. So if you're not already on one, it's free to look at it and see which ones you want to join, but for you to host one, I think there is a small fee. If you're already on it as a host, it would be really easy for you to do that. But if you were going to do it for the Courage Collective, I could understand how you would hesitate. So there's the other free ones like Eventbrite, which can market it for you. You know, people can look it up in your area. And Facebook events is starting to do that too. People can look up as far as the area. And just start sharing those. You can actually post it to your personal and your business. And then I've noticed with Chantel's Women Rising, you know, the ones where they're writing a book, they, on their personal Facebook profile, that when you respond in groups and you respond to everything, that's what shows up. They are doing it with their logo on it for the Women Rising. So it's advertising for that. So I know that Caroline's created a lot of those graphics for us. So you could even take one of those and change your Facebook personal profile to that. So more people will start to see it and go, oh, what's that? You know, because it is catchy. You'll see that little face there. And if it has like a circle around it, you know, if it looks a bit different, people might notice it more. So that was helpful. And there's quite a few ideas. And I just encourage you to pick one and just start talking. I think tagging people is really good. Hey, lovely Mrs. Gold, how are you? Do you have anything that you want to add? Because I know that you have been promoting, and I actually wanted to bring up something that you did on your Facebook banner, is that you put different ways that people can work with you, didn't you? And so people know what you offer and what groups you offer as a leader. And so I think that would be really helpful. It is a little scary putting yourself out there, but if you tap into that energy of this is so much bigger than you, it's easier for you to get over yourself, isn't it? So did you like that?
Yeah, some of the things that, well, you know, I'm getting ready for my daughter's wedding, so I'm dialing in as much as I have the capacity to, and then after May 12th, I can unleash. But some of the things that I've been doing that have been really productive is I did last month, I offered it's very rare for me to do it, but I put on an event where, listen, I'm doing a free run through. This is a beta run of the mastermind. I need feedback. I would like women with this type of profile or, you know, XYZ. So I basically validated and qualified people already just by that description. This is who I'm looking to work with, which is a choice that I made. And this is the process, and here you're invited. I did a desktop video with my screencast showing them, giving them the visual, because you always need a visual. So the technology learning curve needs to be shared up for some people, and I'm willing to help people do that if they need it. There's so many things we can do with our smartphones and screencasts, which is super cheap. There's so many ways that we can get people's attention, because right now, Tamara, what it is, it's an attention game. I'm not selling Chantel. Chantel will sell herself. I'm not selling myself. I'm connecting people. You don't sell a course for a course. It's what solutions are we providing? So what is it? I'm looking for women who have a problem to solve. So you know, for me, it's service and lifestyle entrepreneurs and professionals. I speak their language. I know intimately what their issues are. So I lean into that. So when I put up that page, I got a lot of feedback, but I had to, you can't just put up an event page and then think that it's going to do what it's going to do all by itself. You have to feed it. So I went in and I made sure that I shared the video. I posted, I shared pictures of the Courage Collective run through once I was done. So you have to kind of follow up. And then what I'm strategically doing, just because I'm so time constrained right now, I'm linking back to people who are interested on the event, and I'm sending them a private message. Listen, I saw that you were interested in this event. Was there anything specific that spoke to you? That's it. I just asked him a question. You know what I mean? Not like, hey, come to the next one. I asked him a question. So this next one, I have, you know, I have my first two members, and that was without doing a big push, my first two members. And after Justine's wedding, I will actually be doing a big video launch. I will have campaigns in place because we have to put our marketing hats on and we have to remove ourselves from the equation. It's an opportunity that we're creating, you know, and as much as we are leaders and we can present our skill sets, many of the people that we might draw into this may not know us, but they need this particular opportunity, you know?
Yeah.
So that's just my approach. That's my two cents on that. So what I've done is I've done a Facebook page. I've got prepped. I've done a rotational calendar for specifics on LinkedIn that I'll start in May. I won't do that till I get back. I don't have the capacity to come back and talk back right now.
Yeah.
And I have specific groups that I will strategically go and insert myself into when I'm done with Justine's wedding. So I've put up an Eventbrite page. I go back. I look at the analytics. I share on Google. And so it's just a matter of keeping, you can't just put something up and then expect it to, you know, attention span on Facebook is 3 seconds. Wow. You have to feed that baby.
Yeah.
So like live streams, that's going to be huge. Maybe leaders need to, you know, coordinate with other leaders, or maybe we need to do a panel. Maybe we need to do panel discussions or something fun, like a 30-minute live stream every other week. We've got to show people what this is. We have to stop talking about it. We have to start showing them what it is. Because it doesn't matter. We can talk about it all we want.
Yeah.
We have to show people what it is we're doing.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll be Facebooking from my live group on Sunday. So I'll be doing a live stream to let people in, because you know everybody's a voyeur. They want to see in. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you know, I don't want to sit there and say, "Here, this is what it is." They can go to that little pre-made video I did. I want them to see and interact and see the dynamic.
I love
so
that.
That's kind of the missing piece, you know?
Yes.
So that's just my point of view. If I'm going to buy a program, I'm connected to a solution. I'm just going to go pay for it. I'm not going to read the sales page. You know what I mean? It's not a big song and dance. If I know I have a void to fill, then, you know, I seek that solution. So that's how the women I work with are. So,
yeah. So
I happen to know my demographic. So, you know, that could be just something that maybe helps, you know, I think the women who might be stalled out, they're putting themselves in front of it too much. Maybe it's, I have to be this, I have to be X, Y, Z before I can be successful. They're part of this experience because they want to learn and grow from it. So maybe just sharing, hey, this is what I want to learn in this opportunity. Is anybody else struggling with this? You know, maybe that would help, because that's being vulnerable.
Yes.
It's not presenting and positioning yourself as I'm a leader. Of course you're a leader, you're a facilitator, but you know, this is what drew me to this opportunity. I was really struggling with public speaking and I have trouble with videos. This is a way for me to break through with this and help my marketing for my Facebook, you know, online business, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes, I totally get that. That sounds like for some of them, that would really feel good for them. Okay. So
yeah, I think it's just getting yourself out of the way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So Sunday you're live streaming. How can we access that? Because that would be really good for us to watch too.
What I could do when I live stream, I can share it into the group. Mm-hmm. I could tag. I'm really bad. I've got to kind of catch up. I've just been so busy. I do have to kind of make sure that I've gone and friended everybody. I think that's one thing that could be important for the Courage Collective leaders. I'm going to build a list and friend people and put them on a list so I can watch their streams too. Mm-hmm. You know, just sharing not just Courage Collective posts, but other leaders' posts is, I think, really important.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So when is Justine's wedding? Because we need you in here. You are just incredible. You have all these amazing ideas, you know, and that energy,
Girl.
You know?
May 12th, we're on the countdown, T.
Oh my God. How
gosh,
exciting.
It's just not coming soon enough.
And you better post some pictures, too.
Every day there's a new detail. I'm like, oh my God, this is why I eloped.
Oh, you do. I love it. But I love that idea of the panel, that panel in here. So I can't wait till you're able to focus. I mean, congratulations, Mama, getting off one of your little birds. I know that's so sad, but yay, you know, wedding. But after that, we are going to be so lucky with you in here, because it is our movement too, isn't it? It's not Chantel. It's us. We're the leaders. This is ours too. And so you have such a gift and talent for this part. I can't wait.
Yeah. And I made a decision that, you know, it's, I really want to put energy into this, because this is, like you said, my Facebook header. It's always nice for people to come to your page and kind of understand what you do. And I have a pretty wide scope, like many of us in here. And just to see that, oh, I do masterminds and I do workshop trainings, and, you know, just to see that compilation makes it a little less threatening and salesy. It's just like, oh, here, this is what she does. Yeah. And this can insert nicely into everything I do, you know. And there's always 10% of my posts that are always promotional, meaning driving towards an opportunity. So Courage Collective isn't the only opportunity, but after May 12th, you're going to see a highlight of that and the concentration of speaking and live streaming in May, mm-hmm. which is, it's about, you know, it's just about some concentration. So I know where my limits are as far as my energy and attention.
Yes.
So I'm doing what I can with consistency.
Yeah.
So, you know, so yeah. One thing I've been doing is inside my event page is sharing a video. I posted, you know, the little bracelets we got. I posted a picture of the bracelet. I posted pictures of women holding. So anytime I can share a little snippet mm-hmm. of why I really appreciate this opportunity to serve, yeah. I share it. It's not always about the mastermind and joining the mastermind. Yeah. It's way, we know it's way bigger than that.
Totally.
Yeah. So that's just some stuff that I've done.
I love that. Thank you so much. That's really good.
Okay.
I have some people.
I'll mute now.
Right. Okay. And that she's brought up so many key things, but also I think what I've seen work with other people too, like especially coaches or teachers, they will highlight a testimonial, someone that said something about their experience or something that they've achieved in a short amount of time or whatever, because of that support or because they did something courageous. And it's nice to hear that, nice to see that. And you're like, oh my gosh, wow. So sharing is key. And actually, I haven't got my bracelet yet. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to go to your page and have a look. So if there's any questions or anything that anybody wants to add, I just wanted to stick to half an hour, and I just wanted to connect visually and audioly, totally made up a word, just because in the group with writing things, it's beautiful, but you don't get that energy connection and transference. So did you want to say something, Jen? Wait, you're muted.
Am I?
Go ahead. No, you got it. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. No, I just, my 4-year-old is here. Making things challenging for me.
I bet.
No, thank you. I'm sorry I missed the beginning of the call, but I didn't know how long you were going to go for. So
yeah.
Thank you, Tamara. Thank you. And Tamara.
Oh, Tamara.
Yeah. Thank you, both of you.
Yeah. Hey, Paula. So, no, thank you for showing up. And just if you had any thoughts or what worked for you, I just wanted you to share. But you're good, Jen?
Yeah, I mean, I have four women who are coming regularly. We've done 2 sessions now, and we're going to have our third on Tuesday.
That's so wonderful. And how are you finding the experience of leading?
Oh, I really love it. It's fantastic. I have not done much in that regard, so it's really new for me, but I really love, I feel really comfortable doing it, and I feel really like I'm in the right place.
Oh, that's beautiful. How did you attract these ladies that are in your circle?
These women are all women who are friends of mine who are also entrepreneurs.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
That's yeah. Great. So I kind of was like, you have to come and do this with me. Come and see what you think. And they've all just are in love with it. So yeah.
That's awesome.
Our next goal is to, you know, get more people in. So I'm curious to see how that will go and to see what people are doing in that respect. So.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you. And Paula, did you have any thoughts or questions or anything? Barely. Can you turn your sound up, or
how about that?
Or just get closer to the mic?
Well, hold on, and I'll put my earbuds in.
Okay. Do you have? What are you? Are you struggling with anything, Paula?
So I will do my first group next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Yeah, I have it marked down. Yep.
Okay. Is this better?
Better. Much better.
Yay.
So we'll do our first group next Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I do feel a little overwhelmed, and I'm going to point the finger at Tamara because she's so awesome and clearly possesses talents I don't have, one of which is being like very organized.
Oh, it's so, Tamara's superpower. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So, I have this vision, of course, of being as organized and put together as Tamara did for her first one with the binders and all, but, it'll be what it is. Right. And I have a small group of women who are interested. So I'll maybe have 3 to 5 there on Wednesday. And then I know I have another, 2 to 4 that can't come this time, but want to come next.
That's amazing. So, that is really good. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just a little nervous about, you know, not having done it before, seeing how it unrolls.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it'll all come together, but let's see.
Oh, you've done stuff like this before, haven't you? I mean,
I have.
Yeah. So.
I mean, it's certainly in my, it comes easy to me to lead groups. Mm-hmm. It's just, I want to make sure that I do it well and that, you know, people get something out of it. It's the usual, like, are we ever enough? And probably, you know, in our mind, no, but.
Yeah. And I do have to admit that when I joined this back in November, when Chantel first told me about it, I was just thinking, oh yeah, it's easy. People are just going to flock to it, you know? And I didn't realize how awesome, I'm reframing, how awesome an opportunity is to learn about marketing.
Yeah, and networking and saying what you need to say. And
yeah,
it's really true.
Because mm-hmm. marketing really is having the conversations, isn't it? Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I love the structure that Tamara uses because it just kind of makes sense and stuff. So I can't wait till Justine gets married and then you can help us out a bit more, right?
Right. We would really like for you to be more of a...
I'm totally, if I have to FedEx you an envelope, I will do it for you, sister, because I am gifted for organization organically. Some people are not, it's not their forte and they weren't designed to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
So we love you for not being that way. Trust me.
I feel like the argument between like being organized naturally, like as just an organic part of who you are and not, is the same we have about people who have straight hair versus people who have curly hair. Right? I have straight hair. I wish I had curly hair. Oh, I'm so disorganized. Yeah. I wish I was organized.
Well, you know, and one thing I did too, because this is a struggle for me because I'm a little bit of a control freak. So I've had to really tame that little bastard quite a bit in my life. But one thing I've kind of, when I set my first two joined on, I really set the tone of, we are growing this together, not me growing this alone. This is a community effort. So one thing that I did in my private group and shared, and then I'll announce it again to everybody who shows up on Sunday, is the challenge and the reward system of helping me grow the group, because I'm more interested in growing, and it's kind of about quality. You know, I just don't want any old person to join up. There's a piece of quality and, you know, vetting that I want done, because I'm committing time and energy to these people, just like you and Chantel and everybody else. So I had established in the private group, for every five people a person refers, I will pay a month of their tuition. Because no matter what, you guys, no matter what, I'm benefiting, we're all benefiting, but if I have to motivate people by just giving them a little bit more of a, because think about this, if I go to Best Buy and I buy a printer, and the sales guy is pushing me towards the most pricey printer, even though it's everything I need, I'm going to think a little bit about it. But if my best friend says, Tamara, you got to go buy this printer, this is everything you need, I'm going there, my credit card here, where do I pay? So I have to use that psychology to help me, because I am very limited in where I can put my energy and attention right now. Just again, just, you know, because of what's going on. So I want the community to be invested. I want them to feel like this is their community, which means they're going to be more plugged in. And I'm thinking long game, not short game. I know everybody wants to fill their groups, and I do, but I want to do it the right way, where I'm not chasing new members every 2 months, every 6 months.
Right.
So I just have a little bit more of a long game that I'm working on. And at the end of the day, if I can help them, you know, by helping me, then I'm going to do it. If I have to pay a 6 month tuition for somebody who's a great promoter, who happens to be connected to the type of people that I want to work with, great, I'll pay your tuition. No problem. Done. Nice. So I just, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. We just have to be creative, and we have to, we can't always do it all. And I think that could be some of the burden, because everybody who's in a leader is super busy. You know, they got multiple cogs going. So we just like Chantel, Tamara, she hired you. Like, look, like, you know what I'm saying? We needed this. Like, you've got to have a team. You got to have a team.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know,
brought that up, because I had someone come to this circle and she was not the right person. She wouldn't admit she had any fears, so I couldn't even do some of the exercises. And I was actually grateful she's the only one showed up, because I feel that she would not have let it be a safe space for other people. She was very hardcore.
Right.
Yeah. So I appreciate
it. Yeah, and I mean, I'm okay with saying that. And I just, you know, after teaching and leading and training people for so many years, there are people who are ready to dig in and do the work. There are people who need just some of that safety net, like that experience. They just need to feel the experience first to really know. And then there's just some people who are too, they're just too toxic. They may need it, but they're not right for the overall health of the group. And, you know, so yeah, that's something that I put out there into the universe, because if Monica and Carrie, they have people they're connected to who are motivated for this type of opportunity, then let me reward them for that. I'll pay a tuition for a month. What, $49? What is that? Two things at Starbucks? Two, right? It's a unicorn drink, right? You know what I'm saying. So, you know.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
It's about value versus worth. You know, one member is worth a lot more than $49 to me. You know, I'm thinking investment in my energy and friendship, you know, and collaboration. So, so that's all.
Yeah. I love
You're
that.
Welcome.
You keep giving these little diamonds. I love it. Woo. Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay. So I hope.
Guys, I have to, I'm sorry. Helpful. I do have to.
All right. Yeah. Go, go, go. We love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye, guys.
Bye. Okay. So just lots of things to think about. I'm going to post this in the group if you want to listen to it again, because I think each time you listen to it, you might pick up something. And if you have any questions, make sure that you go into the group and ask them. And this won't be the last time that we'll have these calls. But just look at the list that Chantel chose and just pick one thing to do, you know, that kind of feels good for you and resonates. So, someone coming through the door. Anyway, oh, here we go. Oh, I don't know. Oh, you're welcome. Oh, that's a shame. Paula, can you say something? No, did you lose sound? Oh, you did lose sound. All right, well, I'm gonna end the call. And thank you for coming. I love you, ladies. I'll be in the group if you have any questions, okay? Bye.